Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of remembrance, we prove with our great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, the Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey Club, for hosting a Dash for Cash promotion in which 10 public school teachers furiously tried to stuff as many $1 bills into their shirts and center ice before the time ran out. As horrified fans immediately knew, this vulgar and demeaning treatment of our precious educators is so nauseating that it's hard even to know what to say. Certainly the fact that the teachers themselves seemed eager to participate in this stunt should not factor in our assessment. These poor people actually looked happy to take home $500 to $1,000 of extra money afterwards. But victims of oppression are often unaware of their own victimhood. And it falls to we, the enlightened, to explain to victims how exactly they've been victimized. As Haggison's excellent work, Creating Dependence by Cultivating Grievances and Reducing Expectations, teaches us, people won't feel grateful for being given equity until you show them how deprived and humiliated they didn't know they were. Instead of offering these teachers fistfuls of cash, the Sioux Falls Stampede should have been validating their personhood and making them feel seen. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we want to express our admiration for Disney Plus on its recent decision to censor a highly offensive Simpsons episode for the impressionable people of Hong Kong. In the specific episode, Goo Goo Guy Pan, Matt Groening and team repeatedly take cheap shots at the Chinese government in a clear violation of the imperatives of cultural relativism, which teach us that it is not for us to judge another culture. Thus, when Homer mentions the millions killed by Mao Zedong,
oh, look at him sleeping. He's like a little angel that killed 50 million people. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
They are clearly forgetting that the chairman was simply bringing about the greatest good for the greatest number. When the audience at a Chinese circus feels disillusionment about something they're told by the announcer,
to inform you that our final stunt will not be performed. Our star acrobat had an onset of outspokenness and suffered a bullet-related death.
This is most disillusioning.
It seems our leaders are not all-knowing.
Now I will question everything. Why doesn't Perozham ever come here?
But you see, the writers here are ignoring the importance of people trusting their government. And when the family visits Tiananmen Square, only to be stopped by a tank and a sign that declares, on this site in 1989 nothing happened, they are neglecting the cardinal rule that we must allow each culture to write its own history and to remember itself as it decides, not as we prefer or as silly things like video and photographic evidence support. If the duly self-selected members of the Chinese Politburo say nothing happened, then that's the truth. That's what it means to tolerate other cultures. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and truth is in the eye of the authority figures. So good for Disney Plus, and bad for all who think it's appropriate to use satire against any government. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Love for the fun.
And finally, I want to share with you a rather vexing state of affairs relating to President Biden. In some candid moments with Jimmy Fallon, Dear Leader stated that he feels uncomfortable being served by the staff of the White House. In fact, he and Jill have even told the cooks to let them make their own breakfast.
In the White House, there's somebody to, make your breakfast, or someone to pack your clothes, or someone to carry your bag. We now have a deal, and they're great. The guys who run the kitchen on the second floor, is we don't have them come in for do breakfast for us.
For this, I'm so very proud of Uncle Joe, the true blue-collar man of the proletariat from Scranton who doesn't think himself any better than anyone else. However, and hear me, this is where my conflict lies. President Biden then went on to admit that he allows his wife to cook for him.
Because there's no need for them to have to do breakfast for us. We can make our own eggs pour a bowl of
You make your own eggs?
Cereal. Well, I don't. Jill does.
Laughter? At such sexism? Oh, no. To be served by a professional employee at appropriate pay is unacceptable, but to be served by a woman for no compensation at all is okay? I think not. Moreover, Dr. Biden is a highly accomplished academic, and if anyone should be doing the serving in this oppressive patriarchy called the Biden marriage, it should be Joe. I was so distraught by this that I immediately poured myself a cup of piping hot lavender tea and pondered what to do, to cancel or to praise. I still don't know, I'm torn. And that's where the epiphany came. Sometimes it's the struggle that defines us. And simply knowing that I tried my best to wield the power of condemnation wisely proves the virtue of my paralysis of analysis. And as I share the pain of my indecision with you, perhaps we can be united in our shared suffering. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Your sweet voice.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.